The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Dublin is set to be the home of ice hockey soon as Prime Arena is nearing closer to being a permanent fixture in Cherrywood on the south side of Dublin, just along the Green Lewis line. The multi-purpose venue will be home to two Olympic-sized ice rinks. It can also transform into much more for concerts, basketball games, gymnastic conferences and more besides. Now, we were hoping to be joined by both Matthew Tansey, External Affairs and Communications Manager with Prime Arena, and Paul O'Donnell, Business and Project Manager with Prime Arena. And they've been trying to make their way to us here in Malahide. But unfortunately, the traffic caused by the Katy Perry concert has scuppered that, our best laid plans. But I'm delighted that we're joined on the phone by Paula. Paula, I'm sorry that you didn't quite make it out to us, but thank you indeed for talking to us this evening.
No problem. Yeah, two and a half hours from Dunleary so far, and we're not there yet. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just one of those days. But we're not the only people suffering.
Yeah, Malahide is where people want to be tonight. That's what's actually happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, tell us about this extraordinary project, and it is an extraordinary project, this new ice hockey arena in Cherrywood. Talk to us about it.
Yeah. So I suppose it's a once in a generation project. What you said there, Shane, about it being multi-purpose, two Olympic ice rinks, and also entertainment and other sports as well. But I suppose if you look at it in terms of the vision for it, you know, it's we've got a professional ice hockey, so we'll have the first professional ice hockey team in the Republic of Ireland, obviously Belfast Giants, which is a fantastic operation up there in Belfast, have been playing for years. They're 25 years up there now. But we'll be the first in the Republic of Ireland, which is really exciting. We'll be competing in the Elite Hockey League, which is a number of professional teams from the UK. And we'll have our derby with the Giants, and I think, which would be great.
Definitely.
You know, fun to have in Ireland up and down from Belfast. We'll be looking at hosting, on the hockey side, we'll be looking at hosting potentially the World Cup hockey, which would be amazing. And we also have, on the other than the professional side, we also have the whole hobby and sport for the general public. So we know at this point that they're, you know, coming around to Christmas, there's so many pop-up rinks. And we've been talking to the Ice Skating Association, the Ice Hockey Association. We're in touch with them all the time. And the demand is just massive for people to skate and to be on the ice. So we'll be providing that as well. So, as you say, we have the two rinks. So we have the main bowl, which will have 8,000 seats. And you can cover the ice in 45 minutes to 2 hours. And you can have a concert on the same day. And it's pretty much like Dermot Wrigley, our CEO and founder, who came up with the idea 5 years ago. He talks a lot about the Madison Square Garden, a kind of a scaled Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. So you have everything going on in there. And as you mentioned, the transport, we're at the end of the Green Line. We're close to the N11 bus corridor. So it's a great location there in Cherrywood. And we've recently just completed our design in terms of the facade, and in the next couple of weeks people can jump onto our website, which is getting a complete refresh and redesign, and we'll be revealing what it'll actually look like. So it's pretty spectacular. It's beautiful. We're really, really happy with the design. We've got Populous as our architects. So they did the Sphere in Vegas. They've done Tottenham Hotspurs. They've done the Co-op Live, yeah, and many other stadiums. So we have them driving it from a design perspective. So very, very exciting. We have a lot of people from, you know, NHL pedigree that are involved from an investor perspective so far. So we have that expertise and kind of excitement driving it as well. And we've got a great team of initial investors. So we have Tom Kennedy, Mickey O'Rourke from Premier Sports. We have Dennis Desmond from Live Nation, and a couple of other people. So we've got really strong investor group, including our NHLers as well. And we're just going for planning application now. We've got our, what they call Section 247, which is when you gather all your reports in, and then you go and you meet the council and you get a bit of feedback, and then you put in your planning application. And we've been working with Dunleary County Council along the way, and this, they're, you know, really, I suppose, positive about it and what it'll bring to Dún Laoghaire from an economic perspective. We have our most recent update on our economic figures, which are done by Tony Foley from DCU, is we're being over 300 million on a return basis for the economy on a yearly basis is what the arena will bring.
It's going to be an amazing facility for Dublin. I don't think anyone would argue. And I imagine things like heated rivalry probably has piqued everyone's interest in it as a sport. The concert, well, obviously Malahide, as you know, you're stuck in the traffic tonight, but Malahide Castle is going to be alive with Katy Perry tonight. Another big concert venue in Ireland and in Dublin is very exciting because there's a huge hunger out there very clearly for these big gigs.
Yep, absolutely. And we've, you know, when we initially looked at the design, we were looking at in the region of 6,000 seats, 8,000 with the standing and with the floor spaces. But now our architects populace have done their thing, and we're 8,000 seated and 10,500 standing. So fantastic. And you know, we want to get that. I suppose we're closing in, I suppose, on the size of the Tree Arena, but we're still that kind of mid-tier size. I suppose, you know, you're talking about Malahide Castle, Marley Park, and everything, not that size, but it's the smaller size. Yeah. We've a lot of people that were missing probably in Dublin, you know, because of that.
Hugely excited and very well served by public transport because of things like the Lewis. Look, we wish we had more time, and we're sorry that you spent so long in traffic trying to get to us, and we really do appreciate it. And thank you for filling us in on what the Prime Arena, the ice rinks, what is going to be a phenomenal,
really
phenomenal facility. That is Paula O'Donnell, their business and project manager with Prime Arena.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.